From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Looks like a bomb hit. I mean, now there's no leaves. I mean, these are all leaves. All these trees were just full of leaves and everything, and now they're all just branches.
The amount of fruit on the ground is in some places even greater than it was during Charlie on the west side. It's going to both affect the juice industry and highly affect the fresh fruit industry of Florida.
We appreciate the sacrifice of the men and women who wear the uniform. They're serving in a great cause. We mourn every loss of life. We'll honor their memories by completing the mission.
We will always stand up and fight for what they have fought for. And their sacrifice will not be in vain. We are committed to making the right decisions in Iraq and the right decisions for them here at home.
It's absolutely essential that 8 weeks from today, on November 2nd, we make the right choice. Because if we make the wrong choice, then the danger is that we'll get hit again, that we'll be hit in a way that will be devastating from the standpoint of the United States.
What he said to the American people was, if you go to the polls in November and elect anyone other than us, then and another terrorist attack occurs, it's your fault. This is un-American.
I heard George Bush get up and say, I served in the 187th Air National Guard in Montgomery, Alabama. Really, you know, that was my unit. And I don't remember seeing you there.
I'm proud of my service. The question is who best to be the commander-in-chief to lead us to peace.
Pilots just don't miss their flying physical. Whatever the situation is, you get a flying physical.